over here, keep talking about all these big problems, businesses, forests, offices, and so on. Are you a pessimist? How can you be optimistic in the presence of these overwhelming problems? Are you a pessimist or are you an optimist? And my answer is, I would describe myself as a cautious optimist. Cautious optimist because I recognize that we have big problems out there that have to be solved within the next few decades. And if we don't solve them, then modern first world society will eventually have a fate like that of the Mayan or East Barbarians. But our problems are not hopeless. The problems are all ones of our making. Our biggest problem is not some asteroid at risk of crashing into us, but the problem is one that we cause ourselves by our water policies and our forest policies, our soil policies, and so on. And we don't need technological fixes. We have today the technology we need to solve our problems. All that's missing is the political will, and if we have the political will, tomorrow we can get on the right track. The thing that makes me most optimistic is that we have a unique advantage over all societies in the past, namely information and the modern media. Today, you turn on the television, you open a newspaper, and you see what's happening in Somalia, or Afghanistan, or Iraq, or Nepal, or Haiti, or Bangladesh, or Thailand. We can learn from other societies in the world. But when the Maya were deforesting in AD 800, they had no idea about the deforestation that was just started on East Rock. And similarly, we can learn from past societies. We've got archaeologists to tell us of the fates of East Rock society and the Maya and so forth. But past societies do not have archaeologists. That's the thing that makes me most optimistic, that we have had at least the opportunity to learn from the successes or failures of contemporary societies remote from us and from past societies. And my main goal in writing the book was in the hope that people would choose to learn from the past. That's all that I wanted to say. We'll now have some time for questions and answers. And then at the end, I would like to have the opportunity, any of you would like to come up and shake hands, I would love to do that. But I find that whenever I give a public talk, my father had 52 first cousins. And on the average, every two or three talks, I meet a new first cousin. Shake hands with something. My writing hand is that writer's brand, so I'm not in a position to, I saw it 600 books before. So I'm not in a position to sign anymore, but I'd love to shake hands with them. So let's take a break.